Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
God, for this privilege to be here tonight. Most of all, for His presence. Like Tommy said, He's here. He's done His part.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was sitting there thinking about what's important. And, you know, there's, think about everybody that went to work today. That was important to them. Right? That was important. That's what they had on their mind. That was the most important thing for them to do, or to eat. But you come to God's house, and the pews are empty.
Yeah, right.
It's not important. Because to a saved sinner, it's the most important, because they know where they should have been. And they know where they could have been. But then Jesus came along. Amen. And He changed all that. And, you know, if you've truly been born again, that's changed you. And what used to be important is no longer important. And
Amen.
God has become the most
Amen.
Important.
That's the truth.
Amen. We'll look at Mark 10 tonight, starting at the 46th verse. Are you there?
Amen.
And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and great number of many people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this is Your word, and Your will, God, is to bless and to open the eyes and to change the heart of man. Have Your way. Father, reveal to us, God, Your will. Let there be liberty, God. Use me and put the words in my mouth. In the name of Jesus, I ask this, Father. Amen. You may be seated. We see this, and this is a very simple thought. And we look at this, and there's several nuggets of good gospel truth that you'll find throughout the whole Bible. And there's many that are teachable and preachable in this particular scripture. And one of my favorites is no doubt Jesus says, "What will thou should do unto thee?"
Right.
That's the question. Have you ever thought about what is my purpose? We're always looking. We're trying to be purposeful, and we're trying to be accepted, and we're trying to get over being rejected and not being a part of this world. It seems to bombard us day in and day out, not being accepted in this world, not being a part of this society. And then they look at you like you're an idiot or like you're a fool because you're saying, "Well, I'm laying up treasure in heaven. I'm trying to tell people about Jesus. I want people to be saved." And no doubt I needed to be saved today. And I was. I was saved up until this point. God got me here tonight. And I'm
Amen.
Thankful for that. But you know, there's a need for man to be born again. And it's the most crucial saving that God can do. Amen. And without being born again, we're lost. And this man right here truly knew what it was like to be lacking in something. And we find here as he was begging, no doubt the The word had gone out. He, as I just was standing here, I'm reminded of how Rahab was. She had heard that the children of Israel was coming to Jericho. And the testimony came to her. And she believed that whatever it was that this God and these people had as a God was able to do, she feared. And she started crying out to God. And she, you know how it was. She protected the spies that came. And blind Bartimaeus had heard that Jesus was coming. He had heard all the accounts of what Jesus had done. No doubt, maybe he had even heard that he had already opened the eyes of the two blind. Maybe he had heard that he had caused somebody else that was less fortunate than him. Maybe somebody, he might have heard of a leper. Oh, what's a leper? No doubt somebody told him what a leper was. They weren't allowed in town. They weren't allowed the good things that all of the people were allowed. And he knew what that felt like to be rejected or to be cast out. He could not see. But being blind was not the issue. It's a good thought. Well, what would you have me to do? Well, I'd have you to open my eyes. Let me tell you something tonight. You'll never tell a blind man he can see if he can't see. You ever thought about that? You just can't do it. And then we go out and we try to tell people about Jesus. They're lost. They're undone. But they are blinded by the God of this world.
Yeah, right.
Right? I've got a scripture here. It says,
right.
It says that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Amen.
And we go and we combat those that are lost and undone. And the problem is the God of this world has blinded them. So what do we pray? We pray that he no longer has his hooks in them. We pray that he no longer has his will in them. We pray that the God that saves, amen, releases them from that bondage. Just like blind Bartimaeus, when he cried out, the cry, as I looked at this scripture today and I searched and looked at the meaning of that, what he was saying was, do whatever it takes, but give me my sight. And then we saw the proof of his desire in the fact that he had this coat. It says that he cast it off his coat. You know what that was a representation of? Was that coat was a representation of security. It was a representation of shelter. It was something that he needed, that he dearly needed. Remember, Jesus said that if somebody asks of you of your coat, give also your outer coat. You see, that was of great significance because that outer coat was your most greatest protection to the world. And he cast it off. He forsook it. Amen. And that's what is needed for those that are undone to be saved. They must forsake the things that they think keep them. This blind Bartimaeus, what if he had just said, well, if it's God's will, he'll open my eyes. What if he had just sat there with that mindset? Jesus was passing by. He could hear, it's Jesus of Nazareth. The people were shouting. No doubt they were worshiping. Many were just seeking to be in his presence. What if blind Bartimaeus had just sat there and said, well, I guess it just wasn't his will today. Wasn't my turn today. He said, you have not because you ask not. This blind Bartimaeus was not willing to wait.
Right.
He wasn't willing to take a chance that maybe Jesus would never pass this way again. And there's the need for us to get right with God now.
Amen.
Amen. We may not get another opportunity.
That's right.
When we're out in the world as a body of Christ and we're sharing Jesus or we're just trying to live our life, it's not enough just to live it in God's house on Sunday morning. Because those that are around you are a testimony about your life, whether you like it or not. I won't give an account of my life as much as you think I will, as it will be that others around me will say, well, I know this to be true about him. Or I know that to be true about him. There was something that every what he was referred to as. They didn't refer to him as the guy that went blind or the guy that begged, but the guy that was blind. And there was a need in his life. And I'm going to ask you tonight, what's the need in your life? Pastor asked you a question, do you have a burden? And if you have a burden, we have a God that is able to change whatever it is that you need. What would you have God to do? The question is still prevalent today. And we do not serve a God that will do what he promised, but we serve a God that does do what he promised. Because if it was just a matter of me waiting, would I really be able to trust him? Would I really be walking with him? Would he be sticking closer to a friend if it was, oh, well, God, everything's just the way it is because it's your will? No, he's gave me combative gear. He's given me tools, and I've been ordained to be a Christ-like individual in a world of darkness. To walk in the light as he is in the light. He said in John 8 and 34, he said, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
That's right.
He that Amen. Follows me shall not walk in darkness,
yeah.
but shall have the light
yeah.
of life. And that light of life cannot be
That's
extinguished by this world.
Amen.
It has power within itself
That's
to shine in darkness.
Amen.
Amen. And do we let that light shine? Are we that city that is placed upon a hill that men can see?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That I cannot brag on myself, but I can brag on him.
Amen.
I cannot glory in anything that I have done, but I can brag in everything that he does.
Amen. That's right.
And that's the light. That he did not forsake me. He has not abandoned me. He is very much with me, whether I want to believe that or not. Because he said, I'll never depart from you. He said, all that's been put in the Father's hands are still there except for who? The son of perdition. Is your name Judas? I don't think so. I don't think you have that privilege. You can't moan and groan about, well, it's just not the same for me. That's just an excuse. So, blind Bartimaeus heard the word. It said he called upon the son of David. He sought out after the son of David. This exclusive name reserved for the Most High. Amen. The one, the anointed one that would come. Blind Bartimaeus did not take a chance on his next return. A lot of people in this world think that tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow God will deal with me, but it's not important to them or they would be here. And I believe that this gospel is intended to save. I believe that the word of God is intended to bring men from darkness, from separation from God to a restoration. To a communion, to a bond that is unbroken, that it releases us from the duty of this world, frees us from the cycle of death, from the power of sin, from the wages of sin, and creates in us his kingdom. Amen. I have entered into his kingdom. I may be in the world, but I am not of the world.
Amen.
Right. I once was from this world, but thanks be to God, he was never of this world. His kingdom was not in this place, and he has brought me to where he is. And the world doesn't like that. You see, the first thing that happened when blind Bartimaeus started crying out, they told him to hush. Be quiet. You're bothering us. You're making a lot of noise and a lot of stink about this, and we want you to be quiet. But I'm going to tell you something. When it comes down to Jesus, you need to kick, you need to shout, you need to claw, you need to crawl, you need to do whatever it takes.
Amen.
Until he says come.
Right. Yeah.
Until he welcomes you. There's no excuse. Don't let somebody tell you you can't get there. You can get there. Access has been made. The middle wall partition has been removed. Amen. And we have access and we can boldly enter into his presence. Not our own, but by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That was shed for us on that cross, but he did not stay there. Amen. Don't leave Jesus on the cross. He's not a dead God, but he is a risen God that is seated on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you. But let this be known to you. He's sitting down. He's done all he's going to do. You have to do your part. And I'm not saying you're saved by works.
That's right.
But by grace, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of God. So we rest in the fact that he saves us. We rest in the fact that he's got it. We rest in the fact that all power in heaven and earth dwells in him. And if he be in me, then what can hinder me and me alone? You and you alone. Our lost people can be saved.
Amen.
If there's somebody sitting here tonight, I'm just going to go out on a limb and I'm going to saw it off and I'm going to say to you tonight, you are the one that Jesus came for tonight. You are the blind man.
Yeah.
And you say, like the Pharisee said, you'll make us blind. We'll be blind. And Jesus said to him, he said, not only are you blind, but your sin remains.
Yeah.
And if you would understand that your sin can only be dealt with by Jesus. And if you'll bring to him tonight, blind Bartimaeus brought to him the fact that he was blind. Yeah. That was his sin, that he needed to be awakened. He needed his eyes to be opened. And Christ has come to be a light.
Amen.
And to shine into your heart. And the word of God has come to reveal to you the nature and the will of God, that he's not willing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance.
That's
and be saved.
Amen.
And that tonight is a night of salvation. Today is a day of salvation.
Yeah.
This thing is winding up. This world is coming to an end. And whether or not you make it to see Jesus twinkle in the sky or not, death is coming upon all of us.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, but the good news is that if you believe upon him, he said, you shall never die. Amen. He said, be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. And we trust in that. We know that his word is true above and beyond what I feel and what I see going on in this world. I know that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And that there's nothing that the world can do about that. There's nothing that the world can do. And it hates you for the very fact that you have that hope. It hates you because it hated him first, he said. He said, don't be a surprised. Don't be amazed. Don't think that you're the only soldier out there. He said, because I have done this first. He is the first fruit among many brethren.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. He will accomplish the work in you. You say, well, how do I do it? Let God. Amen. God can do it.
Yeah.
Amen. His promises are not slack as men are slack. Mm-hmm. Amen. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights, in which there is no variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. And he is able. He
That's
produces.
Right.
And bless God, he'll trim you. He'll do whatever he needs to do that you become a fruit producer.
Amen.
Because I want you to know tonight, bless God, if you ain't producing fruit, if you ain't telling people about Jesus, you ain't, bless God, dying in the process. You know what? Unless the seed fall to the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it die, bring forth much fruit. Amen. And I want you to know that the fruit that he's talking about is souls. Amen. It's good to feed people. It's good to clothe the naked. Amen. James said that if you just say, God bless you, and you send them away packed and freezing and naked and hungry, what good is that? That's of no use, no good, amen. But bless God, if you put a little faith with that, and a little prayer on them clothes, and a little blessing on that food, and you tell them, hey, I'm just doing this because God's so good. And you just tell them about how he is able and that to keep you, and how he has sustained you, how he took somebody like me, and you know what he did? He gave me a life, and he lived and he breathed life into me. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was a dead goner. I was a bug in a rug. I was going down. But he intervened and he saved me. And I've never been the same. And whatever your testimony is, just let it roll. And share it. And bless God. And you can say, and all that's because Jesus gave himself as a perfect, spotless Lamb of God, a sacrifice without the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin. And he became a sin offering for me. And that he died on that cross for me. And that he went and was buried for me. And that on the third and appointed day, he rose again, declaring his love. Amen. Declaring his power. Declaring the fact that not even death could hold him. Amen. You see, that's the problem. Nobody could ever do that before. Nobody ever will.
Right.
And praise God, nobody will ever have to.
Yeah.
It's done. It's finished. Amen.
Yeah.
The sacrifice and the requirements have been met by God the Father. Because do you remember when he rose? There was the Mary and she was, whoa. She wanted to grab a hold of him. And he said, whoa. You see, because he had become a lamb. Amen. He'd become a sacrifice. But now he took on the role of high priest. And what did that high priest do? You see, when the priest, before he could enter into the Holy of Holies, he had to wash himself. And he had to put on a linen cloth. And when Jesus was standing there, he was spotless. He was undefiled. He didn't have anything on him but that pure sacrifice of his blood. And he said, I got to ascend to my Father. And he took that blood as a token, amen. It was a shadow of one to come. They used to go behind a 12 or 16 inch veil and take that blood in there as a representation of a sin offering. But the sin offering was standing there that morning.
Right.
And he took that blood up on high. And he placed it on that seat of mercy. And God accepted that. And he returned.
Yep.
Amen. And just appeared there in that upper room. Holes in him. It was done. And now he waits. He waits for you. He waits for us to call out. He waits for us to say, God, whatever it takes, open my eyes. Whatever it takes, open the eyes of my lost. Whatever it takes. And the question is still there. It's still as prevalent today as it's ever. What will you have God to do?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
What is it? Save my people. Moses prayed that prayer. Amen. Save my people. I like this part right here when it says that he stood still. And he calleth thee. I remember in the Old Testament, a man named Samuel. Right? The old prophet. You remember his mama, how she was there, and Eli said, you are a drunken woman. And she said, I am not a drunken woman, but one of great despair. One that calls upon God. One that cries out. You know what she was saying? Whatever it takes, God, to be with a child, I ask you to do it. And Eli brought forth the word from on high and said, this time next year.
Right.
Amen. You see, the same desperate cry was in that prayer. And then she committed him. Amen. She said, he'll be yours.
Right.
As soon as he was weaned from the womb, from mama, I'll give him back to you. And Samuel became the most greatest man of God ever. You can't find a thing in this Bible about him. He did everything according to God's word. He could rebuke a king. And he could call a nation to repentance. Whether or not they heeded his call, I do not know on all the details. But we know that they failed, but God didn't. Because he's still prevailing today against everything. Against this world that says you can't do it, don't try, or else they would be here. You see, instead, they're out there thinking, I'll do it in my own strength. I'll do it in my power. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't get unblind but by Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
And Samuel, you remember he laid there? And he went running into the room where Eli was and said, have you called me, Lord? He said, I have not called you. And twice he did that. And he says, if he calls you again, say, here I am, Lord. And God is calling. He's calling.
Right.
Say, I can't hear. He is calling.
Yeah.
And you say, well, you're shouting, I can hear you. But he's calling. And he whispers. And he is drawing because this is it. This is your turn.
Yeah.
It's not somebody else's. If blind Bartimaeus would have said maybe to somebody, why don't you bring Jesus to me? You think that would have got the job done? All these people out there, pray for me. You going to church tonight? Pray for me. Why don't they come and call on him themselves? I mean, it's an honor to pray for somebody. Amen. It's a privilege. The Bible says to seek your neighbor's welfare. Amen. Once you've gotten saved, you've got everything that God has. Amen. It dwells inside of you. You are rich beyond measure. You have all that God has living inside of you. Amen. You have no need to wait or to ask of anything else other than, what do you want me to do, God? I mean, it comes to the point when you become a servant. Amen. It comes to the point that he's either your Lord, and a Lord is a master. Right. And a master guides. A master leads. A master has the last word, the final word. The master is the one in charge. Amen. The master is the one that gives the paychecks. The master is the one that gives the discipline. The master is the one that gives the design. The master is the one that holds all the cards.
Right.
And the good thing about that is that when you get in trouble, he takes care of his own.
Yeah.
Amen. He's going to go before you.
Amen.
Amen. And you don't have to fear because he's never failed. Amen. And just like blind Bartimaeus find out that day that he is able.
That's right.
Amen. To do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask.
He's
able. Amen.
He's able.
So we'll close. And I like this. Somehow this tied into this. I was looking and dwelling, and Ephesians 3:18 says this, that they may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? Of what? Of God. Amen. Of God. Can you outrun them? Can you out-high them or outlaw? You can't, because he is everything.
Yeah.
You see, this physical world is a lie. Uh-huh. It lies to you every day. Amen. Last week, all these people on some island, some place, some European island with euros, they had all their money in the bank, and they shut down their whole economy. And they went in there and they tried, after they got all this stuff sorted out and they figured out what they was going to do, they had a plan. These people go in there and they found out all their money was gone. Every bit of it. What happened to them? They got lied to. Right? It wasn't really there, even though they had a book that said it was there. But even that book lied to them. Look, this book don't lie.
Right.
It's the final word. Amen. It is the authority.
Amen.
And all those people right now today are saying, what do? I can tell you what they're doing. They're going to call on God. Amen. They're going to find out what a mighty man he is. And that he can do what they need done. Amen. All right, Revelation 3:18, come get a song. It says, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. What is that gold? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the will of God. It's God's perfect will in your heart. Stand to your feet. White raiment. Amen. Wash, Tommy. Amen. I stand before God tonight in the blood of Jesus as if I'd never sinned. Amen. My sins were paid for and dealt with on the cross.
Amen.
Hey, you're an ambassador. for a king from another nation. Remember over in Syria not too long ago, one of our leaders, Hillary Clinton, and a bunch of them was supposed to be keeping tabs on our consulate over there. What happened to them? They were supposed to be on sovereign ground. They were supposed to be on a place that was just like America, only they were in a foreign country. And you know what you are? You're in a foreign country. But you're on sovereign ground. Because you dwell in a kingdom, amen, whose king has not forgot you. Amen. He will watch over his own. Amen. And if one goes astray, what did he say? I'll leave the 99 and I'll go after that one. Amen. You want to find out if somebody's really with God, let them go out that door and not come back for a while. And then listen for their testimony. You'll find out if they is God's or not. Because if they don't come in and start saying, man, I got out of the will of God and he wouldn't leave me alone. He was there on every corner. Every time I woke up, there he was. He was bothering me. He's calling me back. He's trying to get me back where the flock was. But you find out they come back in here and say, well, I had a good time. They weren't God's. Amen. Amen. That's just plain to say they need to be saved. He said, buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness should not appear, and that you'd anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. God wants to anoint you with his eye salve tonight. Amen. Just call out to God like there's nobody. God, whatever it takes, I want your perfect will in my life. God, I want to, when I pray, I want to know that I'm praying what you would pray. God, I want to know that I'm doing what you would have me to do. Look, what do you preach to a church that's saved? You preach that the rest of them need to get saved. You preach that you are the hands and the feet of Jesus. Amen. And if there be one here tonight, Jesus has come just for you. Amen. Because you may not get another chance. And that'd be just awesome if you was the one that called Tommy or you called your daddy or your grandpa or your mama. And before you went to bed tonight, you said, I got to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome thing. And that's what it's all about. That's what the Word of God is. There's a lot of people trying to preach to you how you can coexist in this world and just get along and have a good old time, buddy up with this world. But I'm going to tell you, it ain't that way. Amen. You separated. You should be a sanctified vessel unto God. Amen. Not trying to get a part of it. Amen. Sing a verse of the song. And if you want to come and pray tonight, or if you have a need tonight of God, and if you want to call out to God tonight like blind Bartimaeus did, I'm going to tell you something. Not only will he answer your prayer, but he'll open your eyes and he may open somebody else's eyes. Hey, the book don't lie. The word doesn't go out void.
Amen.
Amen. You mean you have the power to say, yes, I do. I got the authority, according to his word, to declare unto you God's word tonight that God can do it if you'll just ask him.
Amen.
Amen. Or you can just sit there and say, well, maybe somebody else will pray for me. Or maybe somebody else will take care of the burdens that God's laid on my heart. Or maybe somebody else will get you. It must have been God's will for them to die like that. It must have been God's will for them to live that way. No, no, sir. No, it wasn't. No, he did not suffer on that cross for people to endure sin. He suffered on that cross that they could get out of sin. Amen. That they would no longer be sin breeders, but they would be sin evaders. Amen. Did John not tell us to sin not?
That's right.
And that if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That means you have no permission to sin.
That's right.
Matter of fact, you have permission not to sin. Amen. That's what you've been invited into, is not to sin, not to fall short, but be upright, just like he is. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. No excuse. Amen. You'll stand before God and you'll give him count. But I want you to know, it's easy to serve God. Amen. It's hard not to.
We have a transgression.
Sing a verse of song. If you want to pray tonight. If something started your heart tonight, come to the Lord tonight.